Please read the accompanying booklet before beginning the tape series. Welcome to the Embodied Life Learning Program. Please sit on a carpeted floor or a mat, and if that's not comfortable, sit in a chair. Loosen any restrictive clothing or a belt. As mentioned in the booklet, we will be exploring ways to more fully enjoy our experience of life and to eliminate unnecessary tension and pain through unique yet simple sensory-motor experiments. Remember, these explorations are remarkably effective when practiced for short periods. The key is they must be enacted and not simply listened to. Always allow yourself to be comfortable and to participate in a relaxed, unaggressive way. We are developing awareness and a capacity for attention, not exercising our muscles. In this first tape, we will be exploring the most basic and influential human function, that of breathing. All day and all night, throughout our lives, from birth until death, we are at some place in our breathing cycle. Our breath is expressive of our inner state, how we feel, our attitudes, our relationship to those around us. In fact, we could say that awareness of breath is the golden key for accessing our genuine state of being and influencing that state when we choose to. When we tell ourselves that we feel fine, yet our breathing is short and quick, we can use this awareness to more honestly experience that situation. Begin now to sense your breathing as you're sitting. Don't try to change it. Just notice, where can you feel that you breathe? Does the belly move more than the chest, or the chest more than the belly? And is there any feeling that you breathe in the back part of yourself? Or in your sides? Are you more comfortable on the inhale or during the exhale? There is no right way to breathe. We want our respiration to be flexible and responsive to our changing moments. Most of us have narrowed our repertoire of breathing through unconscious constriction or through a learned style. Watch a baby breathe. It's amazing how much of the whole body is involved, how adaptive the breath is to new stimuli, and yet how quickly it returns to a full and easy rhythm when the novel input is accommodated. Your nervous system is inherently intelligent and knows how to breathe perfectly when unimpeded by learned habits. Let's explore freeing the breath. Please lie on your back. Let yourself be comfortable. If you prefer to have your legs bent, you can bend them. And sense your breathing as it is right now. How long is the inhale? And how long is the exhale? Do they seem the same length? Is there a pause between the inhale and the exhale? And is there a pause between the exhale and the inhale? So are there actually four cycles to your breathing? An exhale, a pause, an inhale, and a pause. Often, we eliminate the pauses. We go from one side of the breath to the other. The pause is actually a significant part of our breathing. And it's difficult, as you're sensing your breath, not to begin to control it. And as much as you can right now, allow your breathing to move, and notice what you're doing. Where do you breathe the easiest? For some people, the chest moves quite a bit. For others, it's in the belly. For some, just the feeling through the throat or into the nostrils is the place where it feels free. And as you're breathing now, when you begin your next inhale, what seems to move first? Perhaps you feel the air go into your nostrils. What else is moving? How would you describe the progression of the inhale? And then when you exhale, what begins to let go? And then how does that letting go continue as you offer the air back to the world around you? Thus far, we've been aware of the breathing as it is, and just in that awareness, the breath begins to change. We will now intentionally influence the breathing. After your next inhale, exhale completely, exaggerate the exhale, and pause, waiting for the urge for the next breath. This waiting is not as long as you possibly can. It's waiting for that feeling that this organism wants air again, and you give in to that feeling and let the air cascade in. Go at your own rhythm with this. And once again, exaggerate the exhale, pause, and wait for the feeling that your cells want air, that this body itself is asking for air. And the beginning of that feeling, you open yourself and let the air come in once again. And one last time, exaggerate the exhale, pause, and let the air come in. And after the third breath, let your breathing return to its natural rhythm. As you return to that rhythm, Notice how much more of you is breathing right now, or can you sense it in different places? And now, if your legs are long, please bend them, unless it's uncomfortable to bend your legs. If you're more comfortable with long legs, you can keep them long. When you bend your legs, make sure your feet are flat on the floor and comfortable, a comfortable distance apart and a comfortable distance from your bottom. And once again, tune into the breathing, to the movements of your torso as you breathe. And begin to breathe in such a way that your belly gets full and actually comes forward. You can actually have the feeling of pushing the belly out a little bit as you're inhaling. And then just let the belly come in a little bit as you exhale. It's exaggerating the feeling in the belly. And when you do that, don't let the lower back come up off the floor. It's that whole region gets full. And be sure your knees are not flopping to the side, but that they're standing vertically. And you're filling up the belly like a big ball. You're pushing it out and feeling that whole area of the lower back, the belly, the sides getting full like a big basketball. And now let's do the reverse. When you breathe in, let your chest get really full and your belly come in. This is another style of breathing that some people use. So feel what this is like, for the chest to get very full on the inhale, the belly to be pulled in a little bit, the whole upper back might feel fuller, and then let the air go out. Do that a number of times. Our styles of breathing are very individual, and often learning to breathe in new and different ways, actually allowing our system to breathe in many of the ways it likes to breathe, feel funny, feel unusual. It's like interlacing your fingers together. Try it right now. Interlace your fingers together and feel that one of your thumbs is atop the other, and all the other fingers line up according to that first finger. So for some people, the right fingers are in front of the left, and for others, the left are in front of the right. And move your fingers, all the fingers, over one place, so that you're interlacing in what we call the non-habitual way. It's now having the opposite thumb on top, and all the other fingers move one finger down. So it's still interlaced in the same fashion. You're not turning the fingers around in a different way. It's simply moving all the fingers over one digit. And now go back to your habitual way. Move all the fingers back, and feel how familiar it is to be in your habitual interlacing, and how odd it is to go, once again, go back to your non-habitual. A simple thing like that feels so unusual. And it's the same with all our habits. Often learning is really a process of getting comfortable with more and more possibilities. Let your hands come down and make a movement of your chest so that it gets really full and big. Pull in your belly and get your chest big. And now push out your belly and let the chest come down. And then pull in your belly, let the chest grow. And push out your belly. When you push out your belly, keep your lower back also full, so it's not rocking forward off the ground. The whole belly region, the sides and the back get full. And then once again, the chest, the belly, the chest, the belly, and you make a seesaw, back and forth. That's it. The whole torso gets a kind of internal massage. All the ribs, the diaphragm gets to move in an unusual way. And do it light and quick if possible. And notice, are you holding your breath as you do this? Or are you exhaling when the belly goes out, or when the chest goes out? Pause for a moment and listen to this next instruction. This time, as you're breathing, you're going to be doing this movement of the chest and belly. It's like a little game. It's not so easy to get at first. But notice if it's possible, as you inhale, to keep doing that movement. So it's the movement going back and forth, chest and belly, maybe 3 or 4 times during one inhale. And then it goes 3 or 4 times during one exhale. We're actually trying to disconnect our breathing from this movement so that you can be inhaling and doing the movement or exhaling and doing the movement. And if that's difficult to find, be easy with it. Experiment in a light way. You can try holding your breath and doing the movement again. And then notice if you can simply exhale fully and long and do the movement. Or inhale full and long and do the movement. Chest, belly, as much as you can. And pause. And as you're pausing, let your breathing come back to its natural rhythm and feel what you're breathing like now. What parts of yourself are available for breath that perhaps were not before? And please roll over onto your front. Find a way to comfortably arrange yourself on your front. You can turn your head any way you like. You can arrange your arms any way you like, and your legs any way, to make yourself as comfortable as you can be being on your belly. It's fine to have your forehead facing down if that's what's most comfortable right now. You can even rest your head on your hands. And as you're lying here, Feel how different it is to breathe lying on your front, with your chest and your belly facing the ground, and the back in the air. Can you feel that your back moves when you breathe? The lungs are actually as close to the back as they are to the front, and substantial portions of the lungs are available for breath when the ribs in the back are softened and the back isn't constricted. So feel that breathing in your back. Maybe in the lower back. Maybe in the middle of the back. Some will even feel it in the upper back. And remind yourself of that little chest-belly movement. If you can't do it while you breathe right now, hold your breath for a moment and just do that little chest-belly, letting the chest get big and the belly comes in, and then letting the belly get full and the chest comes down. And focus on your back. Can you sense movement through your back as you do that? Good. And pause for a moment and find another way to rest your head. Any other way, you can change any of your limbs that you like. And notice that each change of position affects a change in the breathing, either in the rhythm or in where you breathe. And as you scan yourself right now, see if you can find one more place that you haven't noticed before, but it seems involved in your breathing. Maybe under the armpit. Maybe near the shoulder blade. Maybe in the lower back or lower belly. And roll over onto your back once again. Be comfortable, legs can be bent or long. And this time, as you exhale, make the exhale, rather than smooth, make it into a staccato kind of movement, a ha, 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 ha. You can make sound or not, that's not the important part, but that it be a kind of choppy exhale, and then just let the air come in when you finish the exhale, and again, ha, 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 ha. And again the air comes in, so 4 or 5 times doing a staccato exhale, feeling your whole torso move a little bit, your neck even probably moves a little bit. Then just let the air come in spontaneously and do it again. And once you've felt that, 4 or 5 times, just pause. And again, inquire into what's happening with your breathing now. And this time, make that staccato sound, a staccato feeling, when you're inhaling. You can inhale through the mouth or the nose. And then just let the air out. Let it go out in a smooth stream, but in that kind of jumps, in a kind of uncontinuous way. And do that 4 or 5 times. Feeling where in your torso do you sense movement? What comes alive under that kind of unusual rhythm? And when you've completed that, again, let your breath come back to its natural rhythm for right now and sense how long is the inhale, the pause, the exhale, the pause. How comfortable is the inhaling and the exhaling right now? Please bring yourself up to sitting. Come up slowly, gently. Take a moment to get used to being vertical. You can be on the floor or in a chair. And once again, sense your breathing now. Remember how we started with the breathing when you were sitting? How much more of yourself is alive to breath? And what's your sense of the 4 cycles of breathing? Many of us have learned to pull in our bellies, which doesn't really allow us a full breath. We have to understand that there's a difference between a flabby belly and a full belly. That just as in little children, the belly is designed to be quite full and available for breath. Maybe pull in your belly for a moment, feel it pulled in. For some, that'll be a very familiar feeling. And then push it out. Push it out, push it out, and then pull it in again. Not so much rocking the pelvis forward and back, but filling out the belly and the lower back, pushing forward, and then pulling it in. When you pull it in, let the chest get big, like we did on the floor. And then push out the belly and let the chest come down. Good. And then just let your breathing return to its natural state. Now, imagine a situation that is demanding. Perhaps you're at work, at home, or elsewhere. Choose a specific moment. Develop a sensory-rich image or feeling for yourself in that environment. This image can be from memory or fantasy. Where are you in space? What is your physical position? Are you sitting, standing, lying? What objects are around you? Are there colors, different shapes? Are there sounds in this imaginary world? Even if this is difficult, practice as well as you can the ability to use visual, kinesthetic, and auditory images is a powerful, learnable skill. Are there other people near you in this image? And within the image, feel the sensations throughout your body. How is your breathing expressing itself? Now leave the image and come back to your real environment and feel your breathing. Has this imaginary situation influenced your breathing? Now, use any of the breathing experiments that we have done. You can exaggerate the exhale and wait, or create a staccato inhale or exhale, or use the chest-belly movement. Do one of those two or three times, and then allow your breathing to return to a natural rhythm. Re-enter the image of the demanding situation and sense your breath as you look around this world. If your breathing gets restricted, don't fight it. Allow that responsiveness. Use your awareness to allow your system to return to its natural breathing rhythm. In the light of your awareness, the breath will change by itself and perhaps make the difficult situation easier and more pleasurable. And for the next few weeks, let awareness of your breathing come into your attention. Don't try to change it. Notice, in our practice, our first step is to become aware of how we are. And actually, that awareness itself begins to create changes. First, wake up to yourself as you are, and then after you wake up to your condition, you can begin playing with these little ways of varying your breath. You can do this for 10 to 30 seconds, and then when you let your breathing return to its natural rhythm, you'll find it has changed. Until you can spontaneously remember to check into your breathing, you might want to put a file card in various places, perhaps in your car or at your desk. Something that says breathe or some other cue for yourself, so you'll remember to check in to this golden key.